Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Quick question. If you are planning a party, like a bachelorette party, we just got done talking about AB planning her friend's bachelorette party, and you realize that, hey, I asked everyone for a Venmo request and it ended up being way more expensive than I thought. Can you re-ask someone post-party, post-Venmo request? Like, hey, you know what? I know you already gave me some money. Can I get some money, more money? 314-531-9898. AB, it just described the most cute, campy, yeah. Camp Crane bachelorette party that she planned this weekend, a little weekend getaway with the girls. But she had spent like 100 hours working on this bachelorette party, became like a second job for her, and she spent a lot of her own money, then requested the money from the girls, like, oh, let's divide and conquer, but then realized, asked post-bachelorette party, like, well, this is way more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money because I made a lot of the decorations instead of buying them, which I thought would cost less. It cost a lot more, actually. But I asked everybody for a certain amount, and it was such a low number, and this was the first time I've ever planned a trip like this, and I've always heard people complaining about the maid of honor asking for too much money.
Because weddings are expensive.
Weddings are expensive, so I wanted to make it as like simple and like least costly as I possibly could, and so I asked for a very low number, not really even realizing how low of a number it was, and I should have asked for probably twice as much. And I don't even think, ooh, I think if I would have asked for three times as much, nobody would have bat an eye.
Oh, so you don't think they would complain?
No, I don't think they would have complained because of how low I started.
Can she go back then, since they wouldn't complain, and go, hey, you know, come to think of it, I probably need some more money? Or is that going to be considered, like, if someone did that to you, Hannah, you're standing up at someone's wedding and the maid of honor hits you with a Venmo request, you pay, and then after the bachelorette party, like now, like on Monday, all of a sudden you get a Venmo request and it's more money. What's your reaction? Be honest. It's okay.
It's hard because
you complain.
I know like the details of AB's story, and I love AB, and I've seen like how much work she's put in. So to that, I want to be like, oh, I wouldn't be mad. But I also, this did happen to me. My cousin got married last year. It was the whole fiasco. And I paid an initial amount. And then after we all got home, like 3 days later, I got another text being like, oh, actually, you know, from that one Walmart trip, we actually had to split this much. And it was way more. And I was mad because I felt like I didn't like get all the stuff from Walmart that everybody else did. Like I wasn't drinking what they bought, but I still had to pay it. And so I think that initial second thing can be aggravating to people. I think you got to ask for one amount and that's what you go with. So unfortunately, AB, I don't think you can go back and ask people to Venmo you more, because I think you had your chance.
You had your moment.
And that's what people were budgeting for. That's what people plan for.
I kind of agree with that. I feel like I probably should have consulted more people and been like, what's a normal amount to ask for? And then I could have started at a better number.
I don't know what you were thinking when you asked them this number, but you were very generous that day.
Alex, you're getting married.
I am, yeah.
You're planning. You're doing a lot of the heavy lifting on your own bachelor party with in terms of money. Are you going to request multiple times? Or are you going to not pull an AB and learn from experience and actually do some math before you request it?
I'm actually going through this, definitely right now, because there's quite a few people that said they were in and they were going to come. And so obviously when you're counting numbers, you account for those people. And so I booked everything. So right now, like, I'm covering, you know, like, this number doesn't just disappear, people. Like, somebody's covering it. So Alex is covering it. And so,
because like what you divided, say you're 10 guys are going, now 5 guys are going, you're dividing the same number by 5.
Yeah.
So
that's
and
nice.
I asked everybody for like, you know, a set fee based off of a number, but then had 4 people back out. So, you know, you're covering, you know, X amount for.
See, I think you can request it later. Because
it's not everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
It unfortunately is my problem that some of my friends are just complete idiots.
Like those things should have planned out in advance.
I mean, that's the facts. Like,
I'm a little
honestly
bit more understanding of Alex saying he can't than AB, but I still think Alex is in his right to say, like, guys, you agreed to go on this trip. This is your chance to back out too, I guess, and we can redo things. But like for AB, what I would do in AB's situation is try to stop the Hannah situation from happening. Is send like an Excel sheet. It's like, hey, these are all the things that I bought. This is what it went for. It went to your T-shirts. It went to your party favors. And so they know what they're getting in the Venmo request. So it doesn't just feel like, oh, guys, I was bad at math. And so they know what they're getting. Mm-hmm. I would treat it like a business acquisition and send it afterwards. Like, guys, just so you know, this is everything in it. And I don't think then they could get mad.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In my opinion.
Yeah, and it sounds like everybody had a great time. So that's also kind of
they're
going to
have a great
side.
Time until they get another Venmo request.
Yeah, but that's on, you know, it's all in the ask and how you ask them.
Yeah, you should put a good time fee in the Excel document,
right.
too.
You also said it was pretty low to begin with. So, right, like, exactly. You know, even if it's $100 more. Okay. Person,
I think I just am out a lot of money.
Okay, do you think it's too late for AB to send another request for money? 314-531-9890. Is it her mistake? Like, you had your chance, you made a mistake, and now you got to pay up for the mistake? Or can you go back in time and go, you know what? I think I need some more money from this. 314-531-9898. We're trying to figure out if AB is supposed to get some money or not. Went on this beautiful bachelorette weekend. It was great. But then, of course, come back from bachelorette weekend, there's drama. Because AB, who's super sweet and super nice, decided, hey, I think you made up a random number.
I did. I did not like split how much I spent by the number of girls. I just made up a really low number and sent it because I felt bad.
And then afterwards, now that she's gone bachelor party, she's going through the numbers and going, whoa, I spent way more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's wondering, or we're wondering, hey, can she go back in time and go, hey, now that I've done the math, guys, I think I need some more money. 314-531-9898. Jeff, you ask an interesting question in this situation.
Yeah. I think you totally can go ask for more money, especially if you lay out how much you spent. But look at it from the other way around. If you spent less money than what you had originally asked for, would the girls expect a refund?
Thank you so much for the call, Jeff. That is a good question. Would you have given a refund if it was like, oh, man, this was nice, or would you have pocketed it? What would you have done?
I feel like I would have refunded it. I shouldn't make money off the weekend.
Exactly.
That seems kind of odd.
You would go back and give.
It's a profit game. Yeah. I love it.
That's how I'm doing the next bachelorette trip.
So exactly the point, though. You would go back and give money to them and said, hey, it was actually less
than
I thought.
That's like a nice gift I'm giving out. I'm not asking.
So you feel mean doing it?
What are people
saying on the text line, Hannah?
People are pretty split. One person just texted in something really interesting. They said, no, it's not too late for you, AB. As a woman in her 30s who's been to many bachelorettes, I've never heard of paying just one amount up front.
Oh, really?
The only thing I've ever sent ahead money for is for the Airbnb or if a specific activity was booked. Otherwise, we've always used something like Splitwise, which is like an app that's great, or Venmo. You can split amounts now, too, to split the remaining amounts for groceries, alcohol, Uber, whatever. So you can send like another one, apparently, is what
she's
saying.
Good point. Like when you're going on the bachelorette party, there is like Ubers to pick up, the groceries. Like you can't even just estimate that.
No, right. Pretty much everything for this, since we were staying at her house and like I brought all the food.
But
pretty much everything
food should be accounted for, though.
But she's saying she should have done the. She's done it.
I
kind of
did the math beforehand.
Yeah, she should have.
It was incredibly incorrect.
Well, that's. But then it should be on AB's fault for not doing the work right. It's one thing if you're going on a bachelorette party and those things are given. This one is on AB's shoulders because everything should have been accounted for.
Yeah.
And so you should eat it for being. Well, the idiot who didn't do the math.
Mm-hmm. Annie texted in and said, I think if AB explains that there were more costs than expected, she can definitely ask the group to pay more. She can even say something like, I know this is unexpected for me to send this, but if anyone is willing to chip in to cover the remaining expenses, I would appreciate it. Then basically it's on each girl to decide if they want to finish like contributing to the really fun camp event or not. Hopefully she'll at least get some of the money back towards what she spent, says Annie.
Kat, what do you think? Do you think that AB should ask for the money back, like, or more money after post-bachelorette party?
Well, no, I think AB has every right because, first of all, people come into your bachelor party. It's not like a bridal shower where all kinds of people are there. Bachelor parties are usually your close friends and that, and you should be able to say, hey, I misjudged this. How do you feel about giving me a little bit more money? I think she's perfectly fine for asking that.
I think money makes stuff really
awkward.
Dicey.
It is awkward.
If you are close. Actually, sometimes the more close you are, the more awkward it gets.
Mm-hmm. I do think that's why I would send it like business. Like, you know what you also could do? Is just send this segment to them on the podcast. Like, oh, we talked about the Bachelor weekend. Thought you guys might want to hear it.
How interesting.
You decide for yourself. Venmo app below. That's what you should do.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Right.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.